All right, ready to jump in. Sourcing and supply chain management. We've got a stack of articles to get through today, but this is a little outside my usual area.
Well, get ready to unlock some secret business knowledge. We're going to delve into how to source the best products, maybe even uncover some industry advantages. It's more exciting than it sounds, trust me.
Okay, you've got my attention. So first up, six reasons why a sourcing strategy is so important. Honestly, at first glance, I thought, don't I just need someone to, make my stuff?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But it's way more than that. Think of it like, putting together a puzzle, but you're blindfolded,
Yeah.
picking pieces randomly. That's sourcing without a strategy.
And the strategy is like taking the blindfold off.
Exactly. You see the bigger picture, avoid hidden costs, prevent those logistical nightmares.
Got it. So it's more strategic, long term. The article mentioned cost savings. How much of an impact are we talking, really?
It's huge. Even small reductions add up, like negotiating better shipping rates, finding a supplier with lower overhead, all that goes straight to your bottom line.
Makes sense. And then there's the whole finding those A-plus suppliers, the best of the best. What sets them apart?
It's about more than a quality product, though that's obviously key. It's reliability, communication, shared values, even, like a real partnership.
So finding someone who's in it for the long haul, not a quick buck. Interesting. Hadn't thought about it like that. Now, you mentioned sourcing mishaps earlier. That leads us to eight most common supplier problems.
Kind of scared to hear these, to be honest.
Rightfully so. Some can really trip you up.
Okay, hit me with it. What should I be watching out for?
Well, this one seems obvious, but it gets people all the time. Skimping on quality, tempted by a lower price, maybe rushing the process, compromising quality always comes back to bite you.
Yeah, for sure. What
And
else?
communication breakdowns. Huge one. It's like you and the supplier are speaking different languages, even when you're using the same words.
Oh, I can see how that'd be a nightmare. Vague contracts, missed deadlines, products that miss the mark.
Exactly. A recipe for disaster. And here's another, not tracking key performance indicators or KPIs. KPIs. Okay. Gotta admit, that one sounds a little, I don't know, business school-y to
Yeah.
me. What are they in the context of, like, sourcing?
It's simpler than it sounds. Think of KPIs as measurable signs of how well your sourcing process is running. So, on-time delivery, quality control pass rates, even how quickly a supplier gets back to you.
So instead of going with my gut, I'm looking at hard data to see if they're actually good.
Exactly. And speaking of gut feeling, I have this story. Company I worked with totally convinced they'd found the perfect supplier.
Uh-oh. I can already tell this doesn't end well.
Right. They were about to sign this huge contract, but at the last minute, they looked at the supplier's performance data. Turns out, missed deadlines, quality issues, everything, all hidden beneath this, like, friendly facade.
Wow. Dodged a bullet there. Really shows how important that due diligence is, even when you think you've found a good one.
100%. Now, speaking of finding the right fit, let's jump into product development. We've got this article, Product Development, From Concept to Production. Sounds like quite the journey.
It does. What always gets me is that initial step, going from an idea in your head to an actual product.
It's a process, for sure. So you have this amazing idea, right? First thing, you got to do your research, understand your market, see who the competition is.
Okay, I'm with you. Got my detective hat on. Then what?
Then comes the fun part, prototyping. Bringing your idea to life, experimenting, refining it. You might have some happy accidents along the way, maybe even some
I
flops.
have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways it won't work.
Right, exactly. Each one gets you closer to what works. Now, this article mentions an interesting model for brainstorming and improving products, Scamper.
Scamper. Wait, is that like a grade school thing?
Maybe, but it works for businesses too. Substitute, combine, adapt, modify, put to another use, eliminate, reverse rearrange. It's about thinking outside the box.
So, like using different materials, combining features, even finding new ways to use old products.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of jumpstarting things, let's talk about minimum viable product or MVP.
Right. Launching a simpler version first to get it to market faster.
You got it. Instead of perfecting every little thing, get those core features out there. Get feedback from real users.
So, it's about testing the waters, being flexible. Makes sense. Like a test drive before you buy a car. Speaking of navigating all this, I'm curious about sourcing agents. They seem kind of mysterious.
They can be. And finding a trustworthy one is key. Like finding, a needle in a haystack. Or maybe a Sherlock Holmes in a sea of Inspector Clouseaus.
Okay, Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So how do I make sure I'm getting the Sherlock Holmes? What should I look for?
Transparency is key. A good sourcing agent, they'll be upfront about their fees, how they get paid, who they know in the industry. No mystery, no surprises.
So I know exactly what's going on, what I'm getting into. I like that.
Absolutely. And just like with suppliers, communication is huge. You got to be able to ask the tough questions, yeah. You know, get clarification, be involved every step of the way. It's a partnership.
Not just handing it over and hoping for the best. Are there any like red flags, things that scream, run away?
One big one is if they won't give you references or detailed info about their experience in your specific industry. If they're hesitant to share their track record, that's suspicious.
Makes sense. Got to be able to back it up.
Right. And remember, a good sourcing agent's looking out for you, not just trying to close the deal. They should be finding the best value, even if that means saying, hey, that cheaper option, maybe not the best fit.
It's about the bigger picture, like we talked about before.
Exactly. It all ties together. Solid sourcing strategy. A-plus suppliers you can trust. Reliable sourcing agent. That's a recipe for success.
We've covered a ton today. Sourcing strategy, product development, even these sourcing agents I never knew much about. Really eye-opening stuff.
And we've just scratched the surface. This whole world of sourcing and supply chains, it's constantly changing. New tech, global trends, the whole nine yards.
So for our listeners, what's the main takeaway? What should they remember from all this?
Knowledge is power, right? The more you know about sourcing, the smarter decisions you can make for your business. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your homework. Find an expert if you need to.
Be proactive, not reactive. Control your own destiny, supply chain, and all.
Exactly. And with that, here's something to think about. How is technology going to change sourcing and supply chains in the future? What new opportunities and challenges will pop up?
Ooh, good one. Lots to ponder there. Guess the learning never stops. Thanks for the insights today. And for everyone listening, keep exploring. Keep those supply chains running smooth. Until next time.